Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, a few years back, I used to work with this CEO. We both worked for the same company, and I was fortunate enough to be taken along on these like high-level sales calls, if you will. And this CEO had this habit. And on the surface, it seemed like a really awesome habit. What he would do at the end of like the meeting, when it was like just us on our way back to the office, he would say, you know, is there anything that I could have done better? Which like, right, it's kind of, that's like a really good habit. Now, in the beginning, I really didn't know the guy well. And yeah, there were some things that he could have done better. But like, you know, the guy was like higher up on the food chain. And I didn't want to get him mad. So like, I just, no, man, you did a great job. And yeah, hey, thanks for asking. And then one day I realized that I wasn't really like serving him well by holding back. And he seemed to genuinely want my feedback. So very respectfully, I pointed out to him that he had this habit of interrupting not only like these people in the meetings, but even like me and people in the office and vendors. And it was just like, you know, kind of an annoying and very distracting habit that he had. And kind of rude too, right? But I didn't say that part to him because, again, you know, I didn't want to get the backhand from the CEO, right? The backhand like right out and being unemployed. So I explained this to him and I said it again. I can't emphasize. I said it as you would imagine in the tone that, you know, somebody who was, you know, very concerned that he might be getting the CEO a little mad, in that kind of tone. And this guy got really defensive and even combative and even going back at me and pointing out things that he thought I could be doing better, right? And it was like, it almost became kind of like grade school level, right? Like I was waiting for us to start like doing like a rank out thing. Yeah, your mother's so fat, blah, 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 right? And like, I backed away from it because I realized I wasn't going to win that whole thing. And I apologized and said, you know, obviously I've offended you. That wasn't my intent. I'm so sorry. But like when I reflected on that discussion, I realized a few things, right? The first thing that I realized is that, you know, you have these types in the world and maybe you've worked with them. I don't know. Maybe you're this type that like thinks that asking people for feedback is enough, that somehow that makes you a humble student, right? That makes you open to feedback. Being open to the feedback is the part that makes you open to the feedback. So you have those types, but my really big aha, right? Like this big like light bulb moment for me was in realizing, wow, that's like the safe part of like my like thought process here. I realized that, hey, at least this guy is asking for the feedback. He really doesn't want it, but at least, you know, he's like part of the way there. As a sales rep, I wasn't even asking for feedback because I didn't want it. And I want you to think about that. That might be you. And I want you to realize that so many of us in sales were really not open to the coaching. And I really should say that in like past tense when I'm talking about myself, because that was a major change that I had to make. In fact, I actually did a blog post on that a long time ago, that the biggest thing that I ever had to overcome in sales was my ego. And that's really what it comes down to, folks. A lot of the time, it's our egos in sales. And I want to explain something to you about the ego, because right away you're going to think that I'm saying that it's a really, really bad thing and how dare you have an ego. We all have egos in sales. I have one. The ego is an amazing thing to have when you're in sales. I'm not saying be egotistical, but having that ego because it protects us from things. It's body armor. It can, like, think about all the rejection that we have and how many times we get jerked around and this emotional roller coaster that we go through. But the problem with the ego is that it also protects us from something that is like so much bigger. It shuts down a coaching moment, and in those moments, we lose sight of the lesson. So what's my advice to you? Become more coachable. And, you know, that's like one of the things that you're going to have to be able to get over if you truly want to sell more this year. And if I can help you with it and you want to learn about my coaching programs, you could do one of two things. Either shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, and say, hey, Uncle Paul, I want to learn about your coaching program. Talk to me. Or You can simply visit a special page that I have set up for it, and it's yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching. We'll talk to you soon.